Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my wild country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
With Dusty Hera and NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
If I can change and you can change, everybody can change.
On 1080, The Fan.
Okay, here we go. Hour number three. If you missed our interview with Yogi Roth, check it out. Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefan.com. We talked to third-party officials earlier in the show. Interesting. Played Know Your Foe just moments ago.
That rhymes.
It does. Know Your Foe moments ago. You seem a little subdued. Are you going day before the day before getting mentally prepared for the rivalry game?
Yeah, I'm digging in.
You know, we need to get this thing going.
I've already burned this up. See, what I did is I strategically made sure Tuesday was one of those, hey, it's an off day. I'm going to get you going. And then Wednesday, I just was trying to just poke the bear. Thursday, it's game time focus.
Okay, no.
Sharpening
That's
up.
That's not how this works.
Sharpening up my focus now. Going to take away the media side. Although I would like to, I would like to mention that yes, you can thank Washington for you guys getting Justin Herbert. If you get a chance, check it out on Twitter. You're welcome. You're welcome for us Huskies making sure you gave Justin Herbert a scholarship. And if you want to check it out, just read it. It's right there from the Seattle Times.
I'm only thanking the Huskies for bubblegum from this point on.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll have to discuss that coming up later.
You're welcome. All I got to just say is you're welcome.
You are convinced that Chris Peterson
is
the reason
why. You asked for a bear poking. What do you else you want from me there, Slick?
You'll get it too.
Good cry. Well,
you'll get it, Slick.
That's a daily event for me. Hey, I live here.
Can you call me Slick a little bit more?
I live here.
I like that.
On a daily basis.
I like Slick.
So I get it every day.
Nobody says Slick anymore.
Slick.
Bring it back.
Hey there, sport. You like sport better?
No.
You're kind of a sport.
Nobody likes sport. Nobody likes
pat
sport.
Pat you on the top of the head.
Hey, pal. How you doing there, sport?
Hey there, sport.
Baseball stuff. Liar, liar.
Wait, wait for something on Thursday. Enough of this Duck Huskies crap. I want something on Thursday.
Well, let's get you some NFL. How about that?
The competition is keen.
I don't know, fellas. I think there's potential in this crowd.
Every game counts.
I'll put a game plan together and we're going to win.
That's why Dusty and Cam have poured countless hours of research into their pro football predictions.
It was fiercely fought, but frightfully flawed.
Well, anyway, this is the Fan's NFL Challenge, a competition between the Fan Air staff, the Junior Fan Genius, and you. Brought to you by Encore Audio Video, the NFL Challenge with Dusty and Cam, and, Bucks here, too, on 1080.
Let's go find out if they're ready today.
The Fan.
Here's something that'll get you going.
If the people could see the look on Cam's face.
I look forward to it like that first breath of cold air that hits you when you come out of the locker room. That crisp, cold Bailey's and coffee. That feeling.
Cam just finished.
You know what I'm talking about.
You're going to be seeing Cam taking a cigarette break right outside the windows here in mere minutes.
There is nothing better than that sound.
All right, it is the NFL Pro Football Challenge brought to you by Encore Audio Video. $2,500 home theater makeover is on the line. You can play along for free at 1080.
What's a home theater?
Like your TV and surround sound?
You said theater. I want to know what a home theater is.
It's like theater? Those things that you have like a theater? For your cat or dog. It's a feeder system.
I would love a home feeder. Does that come with theater. Just, with stuffed?
Mm-hmm. Do they make them like human size?
Stuffed
crust.
Ooh, feeder. Stuffed crust.
Feeder?
Yeah, home feeder.
Yes, it does come with stuffed crust. That's what I'm talking about. Five games that we are picking. Straight up winners. That's what you pick on 1080thefan.com. We do all of them, but we do five here. Let's start with tonight's game. Philadelphia Eagles at the New York Giants. This is a winner's or loser season's over. Eagles at 2-3, 0-2 on the road. Meanwhile, the Giants are 1-4, 0-2 at home.
I'm very curious about this division. Jason Garrett could lose his job, yet still could win the division.
Oh, I don't.
The Eagles have Super Bowl hangover. Because I guess it's cool to just win one Super Bowl and be cool and fun than it is to win five and be miserable.
That's true. I've read that.
Somebody said that.
I read that in the Oregonian. That was what Lane Johnson said.
Yeah, that was Mr. Lane Johnson.
Rather have fun and win one.
Write some books, get some book deals, and everybody's going to get hurt. And then you have the Giants who have they just don't have a throwing game other than 10 yards. The New York football Giants. Give it to me. Give me the New York football Giants.
All right, Dan. I'm going to go Philly just because the defense of the New York Giants is not good.
Yeah.
They've given up 128 points in five games this year. That is amongst the worst in the NFC this year. The Falcons and really the NFC South really just buoying up anybody else with the bad defense in the NFC. I'm going to go with Philly in this one. I think they get right a little bit here, even though they are banged up and hurt. J.J. out.
Yeah, I'll go with Philly as well. I still think they have more talent on that roster. The other thing, we've been hearing since last Sunday how the whole Odell Beckham thing isn't an issue and it's not tearing apart the locker room.
Right.
Everyone's got to tell you how much it's not affecting them. I got to think it's still an issue for them. So I like Philly this week, and I do think they could still lose and still get a shot at this division because the leading team is only 2-2. So at 2-4, they could lose, but I think if the Giants lose, they're certainly done at 1-5. I think that'll be the case. I'm going with Philly.
What did you call them?
Philly?
No. I thought you said
the Giants?
I thought you said the Giants. I was like, what?
No, that would be the Giants.
Justin's right, having a stroke today, guys.
I guess so.
He's having a stroke.
Next one, early morning game Sunday. Nobody's on the road because they both are Seahawks Raiders.
Road game.
At Wembley Stadium.
At Wembley.
That's right.
You see the Shad Khan's in trouble a little bit at Wembley Stadium. Little tax evasions and all these things and questions.
Tax evasion is what
it is?
I don't know.
There's something going on.
That's the Jacksonville Jaguars owner, Shad Khan.
Yeah, who owns Wembley Stadium and wants to put a full franchise there of NFL. I think he wants to move Jacksonville there to full time.
There's a disgruntled employee that he fired because he owns Manchester United.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
That's cool.
I don't know if that's accurate.
So they get to play in jolly London.
But yeah, he's rumored to have wanted to move the Jags there.
Gosh, man. You know, Russell Wilson came out today and said Marshawn Lynch, his favorite teammate ever. And John Gruden said, we need more Seahawks on our roster. He said that in his interview. He said, we're looking forward to they have a couple Seahawks on their roster.
Oh, they're going after Earl Thomas.
Well, they have Bruce Irvin.
Yes, they do.
They have Marshawn Lynch.
Wow!
We need more Seahawks on our roster. So they are going after, because that was Bob Condotta's conspiracy theory.
It's actually a pretty good one.
He says that we're going after Earl Thomas.
When they stuck, so.
So with that being said, I'm going to take Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm going to take Seahawks, too.
Better running game.
They're just not very good, the Oakland Raiders. And I'm just going to go ahead and say, if you can't get to Russell Wilson, it's going to be a long day for you. And they can't get to anybody.
Well, the Rams struggled. On defense.
Sweep it. We already heard John Gruden seemingly not understand the flight to London or something yesterday.
Over there.
And apparently he's complaining about having to make the trip too. So Seahawks are more ready for this. Also, Shad Khan owns Fulham FC of the Premier League.
Fulham FC.
Never heard of it.
Hey,
Clint Dempsey played for Fulham.
Don't you think the NFL did a good job by sending both West Coast teams to London this year instead of having given the advantage that one team with a short flight, the other team with a long flight.
Like sending I think
it's more even that way. Certainly.
I do too. You both can claim sleep disorder.
It definitely is. But, I mean, they've had enough time over there. Didn't they leave on like Tuesday?
I don't know.
All right, the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincy. 4-1 are the Bengals.
I love this rivalry.
Hoping not to bungle it in their great start to the season. The Bengals are currently 2.5-point favorites.
This is the Red Riders game. This is the Red Rockets game. He's got this game. This is his coming out party, okay? This is what Cincinnati needs to do. They need to find a way to beat the crap out of the Steelers. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen because Steelers are going to win this football game.
Oh, you said what they did? You took me around in a tied my brain into a knot right there.
I did, because for some reason I think that there was this, I don't know, mediocre wake up call, as you get to see that Mike Tomlin was fined $25,000 because he complained about the officials, and the officials do not like to be complained about. So $25,000 came out of his pocket. They're starting to figure it out. Steelers are going to win this football game because I just don't believe in Andy Dalton.
I don't either.
And they lost Tyler Eifert.
They got...
And what is it? Their other running back is hurt, too. Giovanni Bernard is hurt.
Is he?
I think he's got an ankle injury.
That's right. Joe Mixon's been playing phenomenally, though. They did get Vontaze Burfict back.
They did.
But
Which means there's going to see a murderer out there.
Don't we forget that... Miami was leading them 17-0 and ended up losing 27-17
Gave it to him.
In the fourth quarter. I'm going to go with Big Ben and the Steelers. I think their offense can keep them in it. And I don't know if there's enough offense to go around for Cincy. The Bengals are good this year. I think they are good, but this is like one of those put up or shut up games for Pittsburgh. I think they win.
I feel like I've been wrong about Pittsburgh every single week, and I feel like we've picked their game every single week. Mm-hmm. I'll probably be wrong again, but just so that I'm not wrong picking for them, I will pick against them.
Right.
I'll take Cincinnati.
All right. Sunday Night Football, Patriots, Chiefs in New England, 5-0, Kansas City rolling into Foxborough. I do not like the Patriots in this, but I'm going to pick them anyways.
You are.
I'm going to pick them anyways.
You know what happened the last time the Chiefs were in Foxborough?
No.
You don't remember the opener from last year?
They whooped them. They opened up a can.
They opened up a can of whoop.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't remember that game at all.
It's already been addressed.
Can that game happen?
Can you imagine if Patrick Mahomes go in to Foxborough and knocks off the Patriots with Julian Edelman and Gronk and everybody healthy and all the... Man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not going to happen.
Win one.
Oh, you think so?
It's not going to happen. I Patriots win this football game.
I think the Chiefs are the better team.
You do?
I think the Chiefs are going to win the football game.
Chiefs have not a very good defense.
New England isn't great either right now. Mm. But I'm going to stick with my New England Patriots, improving to 4-2
Okay.
In the NFC. All right, here is a wild card for you. Rams at Denver. Denver is not good this year. They are 2-3 Rams are touchdown favorites, but there's a caveat.
There is a caveat, folks. It's called the Mile High City because it gets cold there real quick. It's
going
to be 70 here this week for us, but not in the Mile High. It's going to be 31 and blustery snowing.
First snow game of the year, baby.
So the Rams are going to have to deal with snow already in early October, and we don't know what that's going to mean because you don't know what that's going to mean. That's an LA team. Fair weather team. Oh, they went up to Seattle last week during the rain, and they still won that football game.
Just saw Brandon Cooks, Cooper Kupp still in concussion protocol as well.
First loss of the year. First loss of the year goes to the Rams against the Broncos. Picking the Broncos. Snowing.
Nothing about Jared Goff I look at and say, that guy's a guy who plays well in cold weather.
Bro?
He's a California bro through and through. But I still think they're good enough to win this game, because one thing that they can do very well, I think this game's going to be close, they can run the football, and they can run the ball very well with Todd Gurley. Denver can run it as well, but I like Los Angeles' defense a little bit more. Give me road dogs in this one. I picked a lot of road teams. I don't feel good about this.
You don't feel good about this one.
This is not a good week.
That's right, because you got $1 billion on the line.
I can't even win the $2,500 Encore audio video.
We're not eligible.
We're not eligible.
Or, excuse me, home feeder system.
Home feeder.
Home feeder.
For the same reason as I like the Chiefs, I like the Rams. I'm just not ready to bet against them yet. So I will take the Rams to win.
All right. There we go. Encore audio video brings you our pro football challenge. You can play along at 1080thefan.com. Again, $2,500 home theater system is on the line. Maybe a home feeder system, too. if you go to 1080thefan.com and play for free. All right, let's talk about it. Can Duck fans thank the Huskies for Justin Herbert and the running back matchup? 817 on the Fan. We are just a couple days out from Ducks, Huskies.
Not just a couple days. We are the day before the day before.
Booyah!
The day before the day before.
Hey, if you don't have tickets, but you want tickets, there's Duck Trivia night.
I don't have any tickets. Tonight? I don't have any tickets.
You didn't, well, you're not going anyways.
Says you.
No, said you.
I might change my mind.
Okay.
I might have changed my mind.
Oh, so you're going now?
There's still
Wait,
time.
Hold on. Is this breaking news?
I said there's still time. Might have been a hot route. Happened.
Okay, what's happening?
Nothing's happening.
Inform the people.
I'm not informing anything, anybody, because it's not officially in the works, but it's there's things that might happen. Might be a come to Jesus moment.
So when we questioned your fanhood the other day, you took a long look in the mirror.
No, there's logistics you have to deal with when you have three children and multiple sports things and all these things that have to happen. It's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts. Just saying.
So you're going to go.
It's never over till it's over.
So you're going to go. You're going to go.
Got a lot of time. Got time.
All right. Well, I'm glad that questioning your fanhood kind of brought it out in you. But if you don't have tickets... And you want to go tonight, 6 o'clock, Bleacher Sports Bar, right in Beaverton there, off Saltman Road, Cedar Mill area. Swag will be hosting Ducks Trivia brought to you by Frostbird Coors Light. And I guess there's good tickets to the Duck game that are going to be given away there. Also, they'll have sweet Oregon prizes as well. It's Ducks Trivia Night with Jason Swigard, 6 o'clock, out at Bleachers. And then I'll be at Power Kia Friday, tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. down in Salem. And
are you
Duck
giving
tickets
away tickets
there too?
How many tickets are you giving away?
I don't know.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't have all those details. Oh. All I know is that on the line are Duck and Washington football game
so
tickets.
So do you get to spin the wheel, maybe win some Ducks?
I don't know how the giveaway is going down.
Oh, that's cool.
But we will have a wheel.
You better show
of
up
prizes
then, people.
From 3 to 5 p.m. Okay. You found this article. Well, actually, Adam Jude of the Seattle Times
did it.
Yeah,
I didn't find it. It was just on Twitter.
You wrote this article.
I wrote this article.
In blood.
I did full research.
On a scroll.
I did.
No, Adam Jude, who has joined us yesterday.
Yeah.
He.
Adam Jude said what? What did Adam say?
I think he can have a pretty good game against just a pretty average defense against Oregon on Saturday.
Pretty average.
He is writing an article, and the headline of it is, oh my gosh, how the Huskies' interest in an unknown Justin Herbert nudged the quarterback to rival Oregon.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Taking full credit for this.
I'm not taking any credit. I just said you're welcome.
Okay, what Juge?
See, you were having a stroke.
I am. Something's
wrong.
Can you
please take some aspirin?
Words are hard today. Jude writes that Ted Granston is a big-time Husky fan, an alum, lives up in Seattle. And he is also the uncle of one Justin Herbert.
Hosted Justin.
And when Herbert was going into his senior year, he lined up a campus tour and a meeting with one Chris Peterson.
The very first campus tour.
And Jonathan Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Outside
very
of that.
Very first big time college campus tour.
Yes.
Outside
although
he of has that, lived in Eugene his entire life, so it really doesn't count.
Right. outside of that, he had only had offers from Portland State, Northern Arizona, Montana State, big sky schools. And this is mainly because he was injured his junior year where you get all of your offers, but they went up there in 2015 and Mark and Holly Herbert said they were blown away by the presentation, that was up there that Chris Peterson gave them. And, Herbert said, I didn't think he viewed himself as a Pac-12 quarterback before that day. He said, we think the world of Coach Peterson. He sat down with Holly and I when we were up there, gave us a presentation in the team room. It was really unparalleled. He said, when asked if he could have ended up a Husky, Herbert said, Mark Herbert, that is, there's no doubt that had they continued down the path, he'd have welcomed that scholarship offer in a heartbeat. It was really, heading in that direction. They were the only ones, the only big school talking to us. It should be noted, they did not offer him a scholarship because there was the unknowns, but Husky's now taking credit for that, even though Oregon was the second FBS program to offer him a scholarship behind
Husky's
Nevada.
Husky's not taking credit. Adam Jude, former Duck, writing an article, is taking credit for that. No, I think this is interesting because when you're recruited and you're coming off injuries, like during that time when Justin was getting ready, I mean, the report, he was getting his screws taken out, so he couldn't go through the full evaluation during the Husky passing camp, which Coach Peterson looked at him and said, hey, we evaluated. I know this kid can play. He's got a lot of talent and everybody. What was Justin's biggest question mark going into his recruiting process? He can't stay healthy. He hadn't finished a season yet. And, well, he hasn't finished one yet here either.
Well, he
at Oregon,
coming off of a broken femur.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But what I'm saying
massive is massive injury.
He still has not finished a season. Hopefully this season, when he does finish this season and has a great season this year, he'll put all that crap to bed.
Yeah.
Because that's what you end up doing. You end up proving all your naysayers wrong. And thus far, he is, in my opinion, he's the number one quarterback in college football right now, just because of his intangibles and how much it translates to the next level. But when you show a little bit of interest, could it have, with the turmoil of what Oregon was going through at the time, and you could see, I mean, he was right in the heat of what is going to happen to Coach Helfrich, and you have to look up north. I mean, there's a stable program, new coach. Then they brought in this kid named Jake Browning and offered him, and things happened for a reason. There's a reason why he went up there, went through that process, maybe got noticed a little bit more. Maybe the interest is like, hey, we can't let one of our own young guys go. And then you have that offer, and now you have a perfect connection between Jake Browning and Justin Herbert, and it was supposed to happen that way.
Yeah. You know, having seen Herbert his junior year before he got hurt, like, you were like, oh, my God, this kid is incredible. I mean, he was
a super, you know, here's, don't interrupt.
Incredible.
I think this is, it goes without saying. It's Justin Herbert was a three-sport star.
Yeah.
Which is lost in today's world. I mean, it's just something that I take very close to my heart because I loved the three sports, football, basketball, and baseball. This kid is a superstar in high school. And then had a bad injury, and someone said he wasn't going to be that. Well, he's just proved them all wrong.
Yeah, and when he got injured, though, after those first three games, he put up just mind-boggling stats his junior year. Then he broke his femur, and there went poof, all of his recruiting.
Yeah.
And then it took three games before everybody jumped on board. Nevada was the first FBS. 4 hours later, as Jude points out, Oregon was the second FBS offer. And then from that week three on, everybody's like, good God, this kid is amazing. Yeah. Not all three-star recruits are created equally. And Justin Herbert, everybody kind of knew, but that's a big red flag that he had. And heading into this week, it's a big weekend for him. And the other guy that they're saying is the number one overall pick or quarterback, Drew Locke at Mizzou, because he has Alabama this weekend.
There are two fair comments about what Jake Browning and Justin Herbert are going through. The two fair comments that I think that, because you need to prove them wrong. First, my first one is about Jake Browning. He has not had that signature monster game where you go, okay, this is a standout moment. That's a fair thing. In 4 years, name that big game. Yogi said it was Stanford. Man, that defense shut down Stanford up there on a Friday night.
You talk about last year when Stanford also was missing
2016,
like,
and Justin, and then he lost in on the farm.
Well, no, they did that 2 years ago. Remember that game
against USC?
Stanford? Well, no, 2 years ago, that game against Stanford that you're talking about is the one where there was like four or five of their defensive
that
starters
out. That was the one
too.
I was talking about, but he hasn't had, he's had opportunities, Auburn, USC, certainly a game you're going to see this week. And the other fair critic, and it's not a criticism, this is one of those put it to bed moments. Justin has not stayed healthy for an entire year.
No.
This is going to be the toughest, most physical team he faces this year. Sorry, there's nobody else on the schedule that's tough. On both sides of the football. There'll be some good teams he'll face, but not like this. He has to stay healthy and lead his team and finish the rest of the season on a high note.
Good point.
Fair. Both fair criticisms, but both part of being a big-time recruit and a big-time quarterback at our top schools here up in the north, and certainly right now in the Pac-12.
Would you say that Browning's biggest win was that Pac-12 championship game against Colorado? Colorado was good that year.
That was a big win, but he will tell you my shoulder was in pieces at that part.
But didn't he throw for a ton of yards in that game?
He threw for a few, but there wasn't the running game of Miles Gaskin and John Ross and seeing all those guys, Chico McClatcher, that game was got out of hand quick. The defense shut down. It was Sefolu'u. They didn't have a chance. Didn't have a chance in that game.
No.
And his shoulder was in shambles.
I wonder what happened to Sefolu'u. He was on the Buccaneers on Hard Knocks a couple years ago last year.
Yeah.
Didn't stick around. I agree with you. These two quarterbacks, narrative changers could be coming this weekend and really the remainder of this season. All right, we've got some Jimmy Butler news to get to. He went nuclear yesterday. May have killed the Minnesota Timberwolves. The latest out of Minnesota next. Right now, though, is Buck with SportsCenter. All right, here we go. P1 RJ says, I can't wait for this Saturday at Autzen. Tailgating starts immediately after work tomorrow. Go Ducks! Blank the Huskies.
I've been waiting for that, RJ. That took you so long.
Yes.
The day before.
You know, this is an interesting one because we got a text during the Yogi Roth interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just got another text. I don't know if it's from the same person. But we just got another text from a Coug fan that said during the Yogi Roth interview, he's like, look, he said, Oregon has a chance if they go through unbeaten after this day. One loss. I don't know if their non-conference is going to kill them, but the college football playoff may have something to say about it. And we had a Coug fan say, wait, hey, why wouldn't Washington State be in that conversation if their only loss is to USC?
Because your non-conference isn't strong at all.
So but it's the same thing that Oregon would fight.
Yeah, same thing.
Except for Oregon had a higher starting point. Does that make sense? Because Washington State still isn't ranked.
Sure, still not ranked.
You know?
Which the reason why Oregon is ranked is because they had an earlier, and they had a great battle versus Stanford at the time, and Stanford was a, what were they, 11 at the time? What were they?
I think they may have been top 10.
Were they
nine,
top 10?
Yeah, higher. I think they were seven.
Were they seven at the time? Okay, all right.
All right.
Oh, wait, no, UW seven. Maybe they were nine?
We're guessing. Either way, you played to a great battle. And that kind of helped buoy up the talent of your team because it was the perception was that Stanford was a very good football team, which at the time it looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
So it held fort.
Well, they lost the game and moved up in the rankings.
Well, Cougs, if you win USC, no question, are you in the conversation?
Oh, if they beat USC,
none at all.
They like it would be, hey, Cougs control their own destiny. Yeah. It's not UW. Yeah. It's not
you
Stanford.
Got the leg up.
Yeah, and that Apple Cup would have meant a ton.
And maybe now they've got the excuse that the refs were against them.
Yes, they certainly will.
By the way, Stanford was ranked seventh heading into that game.
Buck, you're right.
Buck?
I mean, half right. I think I got it wrong, too.
No, you just hedged it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just threw a couple of them out there. But, and we're also looking for, right, now that we see that Washington State is not ranked, what is the best win that Washington State has? What is the best team that they've played this year? The Cougs. You know?
Silence.
That's the legit conversation that...
Yeah, your schedule's a little bit... It's
backloaded.
It's going to be tough at the end, just like all these Pac-12 teams. And their early rankings now look like, oh, it's going to be tough.
Is Utah looking like a decent win?
I still don't know. Well, I don't know.
It's Utah. Every time we always throw our hands up and go, Utah, very good on defense, physical, tough place to play.
But and Cougs got them at home.
Got them at home. Cougs have had all these games at home. They've been really home cooking. You're back into your schedule.
They did go on the road to Wyoming, which is not easy because it's at elevation.
Stop.
What are you trying to do here?
Stop.
Okay.
Come on. But no, here, listen to this is where the Cougs will start. And you mentioned this earlier in the week, and I think that this is true. I think the Cougs may be in the top 25 just based on off their bye week.
Mm-hmm.
Off their bye week. They could just move in.
Yeah, Oregon, you should be complaining about the Cougs having to go on the road off the bye week.
And Oregon goes up there. Next week, Cougs' schedule ramps up. You got Oregon at home, on the road at Stanford, Cal at home, on the road to Colorado. That's a tougher game than what
sure
we thought.
Is.
At home against Arizona, and then at home against the Huskies.
Yeah, Cougs, you got a great schedule. You're set up really good.
Yeah.
I mean, your tough game really is not that big a deal. Stanford on the road.
Yeah. And as this point texture points out, hey, Cougs were also in a dogfight with Oregon State in the fourth quarter, guys. And that is true.
True, but then they decided to figure it out.
They were also in a dogfight with Wyoming in the fourth quarter. Huh. Steamrolled them. Mm-hmm. It was a tight game in the first half against Eastern Washington.
You had USC. You just had them. Had them.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the whispers are starting again that if Oregon can beat UW, College Game Day may make its first ever trip to Pullman next week.
Oh. Look at that. Huh?
Ranked matchup on the
Palooza. The horse there, Buck.
Didn't we already look at this in come to realize that there is a couple other really big games.
There's like NC State Clemson.
Well, there's Colorado Washington.
Mm. Could be even bigger. But that not if they lose.
No. NC State Clemson is there. Mississippi State LSU 24-13 is that weekend. So, I don't know, the Cougs deserve it. And we heard Reese Davis when he came on, he said if there's one school they're trying to get to,
and that's the thing. There's such a legend behind it. I think they want to get to Pullman.
Guys,
they have to be able to justify it.
I'm not a Debbie Downer on this conference. I just don't know how anybody's going to run a gambit at all the rest of the year with any of the schedule and how it's set up. I'm not going to sit there and lay any money. I'm not a gambler. I don't feel like this conference has the type of team that can run the gambit the rest of the year. No. Physical injuries, no. Toughness, yes, but it's too tough. 9 conference games on the road, bye weeks, the way it's set up, I just don't have enough confidence. Now, if a team does do that, then more power to you. Great. Colorado, go get it done. If you can get it done, Cougs, if you can watch it, Washington, Oregon, you're all going to have an opportunity. Now, you just got to shut up the naysayers that sit across the country and say this conference is full of potsies.
Mm. Yeah. Potsies?
Yeah.
Like patsies, but worse.
Yeah, because it's potty talk. These are your camisms.
Oh, I thought they were patsies who spoke pot.
Yeah, potsies too.
Well, that would fit up there.
That would fit. But potty means crap, and patsies means weak. So another cam word of the day.
Keep them coming, dude. We got a lot of them
now. A garbuncle is when it's garbage and a bungle.
Now, that one is actually good.
Eventually, I'll put my own dictionary out.
Well, I'm glad you said finish that with
he is generic. blasé as I've ever seen. Mm-hmm.
That works too. Mm-hmm.
Not this week, though.
I knew exactly what you meant when you said that. I did not know what garbuncle meant, but I'm on board with it.
Mm-hmm. And Potsy from who?
Potsy.
What's Potsy from?
I have no idea.
Sunday, Monday, happy day.
He
was kind of a weenie, as this texter says. You're right. I see. See, I'm channeling because I just read that. I was thinking,
so you're going a weenie.
Yeah, kind of a little weenie.
I don't think, you're trying to take far too much credit for this.
No, because I was thinking happy days a little bit. It all comes together.
Yeah, but it works. Sometimes you stumble into them, and that's a good one to stumble into.
Daily event for me.
They will go to Harvard-Yale before Washington State. I believe they have gone to Harvard-Yale before. They've also gone to a D3 game. You remember that? A handful of years ago.
Wasn't that North Dakota or something?
No, that was FCS. But they've gone to FCS. They've gone to Harvard, Yale. They went to a Division III game. It's like the oldest, longest-running rivalry.
Was it James Madison against somebody?
No, that's an FCS school.
They've done
that,
too.
James Madison, they were there for that. So, sorry, Cougs. I don't think it's going to happen next week either. Mm-hmm. All right, put a bow on the show. Is the Pac-12 going to be in trouble? And Jimmy Butler goes nuclear the day he killed the Timberwolves. 8:45 on The Fan. All right, the walking, talking HR violation has just left the studio. She came on our show, and the first minute she was on, she swore and said, "What, you can't swear anymore on the radio?"
And Buck scrambled for the dump button. What do I do?
Popped Buck's dumping cherry. Wait, what?
Not true. That was actually Swag when he stormed in here yelling at you guys about the pickup basketball game and whether he'd be the guy who would call the cops.
Yeah.
Thunk it. That's right.
It was. I remember that.
My gosh.
That is bull.
That is bull.
Mm-hmm. Larry Scott's going to take the podium today, 10 a.m. Pac-12.
He needs to.
Basketball media day.
Bet he wishes he was talking about basketball.
And he will not be.
No. I think he'd rather be talking about the scandal of basketball than what he's got to discuss today.
That's a great point. He's got two. This is going to be a bad day for Larry Scott. He'd rather be at the water polo media days than this one. Because not only do you have the college hoop scandal where, did you hear DeAndre Ayton was implicated yesterday in the trial of Jim Gatto?
You don't say.
Yeah, DeAndre Ayton, who Arizona swept that one under the rug with a $100,000 payment, kept Sean Miller on board, and kind of just went, nothing to see here. Well, an Adidas executive admitted, yeah, I paid DeAndre Ayton money while he was at Arizona. So, hand up, got hand me. Up.
Yeah, good.
But so you have that whole deal going on. And then now you have the third party is clown how this show. Is going to be.
The third party clown show is what I'm calling it.
As it should be.
Let everybody know. And to do it in 10 seconds.
I will do it. I've done a lot more in 10 seconds. Well, two as well. but, okay, so here's the thing. Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports, writes an article saying that he got a transcript of the official's report from the USC Washington State game. He wanted to know what happened on the Porter Gustin hit to Gardner Minshew that was not ruled a targeting. Wanted an explanation for that hit. The officials were taking a ton of heat for it. What he got was something completely different. He got the report and the explanation on the Minshew hit. It was everything Larry Scott said. But earlier in the game, there was a targeting hit against JT Daniels, the USC quarterback. It went to review. The review booth in the stadium, the control center in San Francisco, and the officials on the field all ruled that Tagao, the linebacker for Washington State, mm-hmm. should have been flagged for targeting. A phone call came into the control center and said, that is not targeting. Thamel is saying that is a third party. That third party is Woody Dixon, who is a vice president of operations and business for the Pac-12 and mm-hmm. is general counsel. He is a lawyer for the Pac-12. He yep. overruled the officials on the field, in mm-hmm. the review booth, and in the control center in San Francisco.
So who is really in charge? Lawyers. Legalities. Because what happened later in that game?
A targeting hit to Gardner Minshew, which may have altered Washington State season completely, was not called.
And it wasn't called because the other one wasn't called. And if you call that one, you can't call the other one, which they're both egregious. And here we are set down the rabbit hole of why Larry Scott has lost complete control of his conference. And if this isn't more damning information, we've seen this conference fall apart financially now. I'm not saying the sky is falling, but I'm saying the sky is falling. We have the highest paid commissioner in all of college football right yeah. here on our coast, claims he's a media member and claims he's running this conference a great job. He's not. And he deserves right now his fair shake. He's going to get a chance to talk about it here. But I'm telling you right now, folks, this is just one of the first steps you see in the cookie crumble of Larry Scott's career.
Yeah, this is bad news. How many times has this happened before? How many times has an executive called in and altered the outcome of a game?
Let's go. I want more of it.
Like Tyson Alger says, if there was ever a time to announce a DirecTV deal.
Right?
Hey, we got it. It bumped it up to 24 cents.
Good news. Right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Day before the day before, folks.
All right. Up next is The Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon. Noon to 3 is Dirt and Sprague. 3 to 7, Primetime with Isaac and Suk. 7 to 8, The Recruiting Show with Andrew Nemec. Checkpoint Radio from 8 to 10. 10 o'clock to 11, it's Ducks Insider with Joey Mack. Wow, it's a busy day. We'll be back tomorrow. Get your best takes for Washington, Oregon, because Rivalry Day is tomorrow.
I'm wearing my gear tomorrow.
Are you?
I'm wearing my damn gear.
Good. It'll be Dusty and Grimace in the morning tomorrow right here on The Fan. Have a great one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.